Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, just in time for the storming of Area 51, Apple TV has a new Peanuts series coming. It's called Snoopy in Space.
Oh.
And they have a little trailer out for it and everything. Oh, looks darn good. I mean, it looks, the voices are good for Peanuts and all that. But yeah, Snoopy in Space.
That's one comic strip that just won't go away, will it?
I know, it really won't.
Forever.
And it's interesting because they've, you know, now they're putting them in space. That was such like a 60s, 70s comic, too, you know?
Well, so, it was a fighter pilot for a long time, against
Snoopy
the Red Baron.
Yes, the Red Baron, that's right.
But
that's
now it only makes sense to put him in space.
Yeah, I agree, Mike. It's time. I hope Lucy stays.
We'll see what happens.
I hope Lucy stays on Earth. Jeez.
Peppermint Patty.
Yeah, the whole gang. Yeah, Pigpen, all of them. Peppermint Patty.
Yeah.
Just never found the right guy, did she?
No.
Radar Online. Now, Radar Online claims, I don't know how true any of this is, but they claim Prince Harry wants Meghan Markle to seek counseling because their marriage is very stressful.
Oh.
Now, sources are saying that between the new parent exhaustion, her crazy family, everything else, that Harry's ready to just lose it, and Meghan isn't far behind him.
Wow.
She doesn't really like the rules and regulations that go along with being royal. She thinks it's very antiquated, and you know they're millennials, and they want to live like millennials do. But you know, when you're royal, there are restrictions. So
I can imagine.
Yeah, well, absolutely. He has been to therapy before, and he credits it with basically saving his life. He just thinks they need to go through some therapy now before it's too late.
Uh-huh.
And that's very forward thinking.
Or
you know?
At least have somebody to talk
to
about this whole thing. Well,
exactly.
You know, I can imagine what it's like when you're together all the time and you don't have a job. You really don't have a job to go to.
Yeah. Yes,
and all you have to do is, your job is to be together.
I know.
And
that's
be a certain person or a certain way.
And just be that.
Yeah.
That's all you are. They're hiring at Kohl's already for the holidays.
There
maybe
you go.
Get
something
a
to think about.
Job. Maybe they could do something like
maybe
that.
Maybe a greeter.
Yeah. Yes. Something just to get them out of the house.
She
a
knew what
bit.
She was signing up
you know?
For, though.
Well, she did, but I think that, like Princess Diana, I think that she thought maybe she can change things. And she still can. It's early on.
Right.
She can change things a little bit, you know? Paul McCartney working on a stage musical based on the movie It's a Wonderful Life. He's doing it with the guy who made Billy Elliot, which was fabulous.
Yeah.
They're hoping to have it ready by the end of next year. I would go see this. I would absolutely go and see this. It sounds good. And, I mean, you know, Paul McCartney. So there's that. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.